This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The tail end of the Memorial Day weekend. Our focus on the Good Day program is what's good. The tail end of the Memorial Day weekend. Our focus on the Good Day program is what's good.
Memorial Day weekend.
For the most part, hopefully,
there are some things in here that are a little shaky.
They do
when it comes to the Good Department. But
if you like driving,
it came back
on Memorial Day weekend.
I had a couple of friends that went down to
North Carolina.
Memorial Day weekend.
They do every year. They have
terrible weather.
Timeshares.
They came back early because the weather.
Listening
was well, they had North two Carolina, reasons.
One, they didn't want to fight the traffic on Memorial Day weekend, and they also
had terrible
this
weather.
A storm,
the Carolinas have been stuck in this rain.
Weather has changed.
It's in North Carolina, South Carolina,
that
big
snore
by a couple of high pressure.
This could be
the storm.
Very interesting place,
and it's holding.
Weather has changed because
where I am,
it's been locked into that area by a couple of high pressure.
Maybe had
the
some
jet stream is
always actually
very interesting place,
and it's holding
high pressure area like where I am in the Northeast.
Weather is
fabulous.
Just fabulous
green.
The next week.
We love
maybe have some
smell of grass.
Showers actually,
when I'm out on my
the soil is getting dry. We need more rain for things to grow well.
Getting things
all those things are still
wonderfully green.
That vibrancy.
I love that smell of grass
being mowed when I'm out on my tractor mowing.
Part of the growing season.
Which I've started to do this week.
That hot weather that's all across the country.
It's a great,
as usual, it's moving from west.
East, if you will,
so what you've had
the first
in Montana,
part of the
let's
growing
say,
season.
Other than Yellowstone.
But then there's that
the way,
hot
you know
weather
the
that's all across the country.
I watched a little
moving
bit
from west to east.
Rerun.
So what you've had
of,
in Montana, let's say, other than Yellowstone.
By the way, did you know the Yellowstone? I didn't realize this.
I watched a little bit
there.
Having a
Utah
rerun
because
in Montana
of, I don't know why.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Let's have a rerun of Yellowstone. That it's filmed in Utah
right.
And
yeah.
Not in Montana.
Exactly. Yeah, that's
for
really?
Whatever reason.
And well,
yeah,
that makes sense. I feel like
I think
so
my
many
favorite drama
shows and
of the last
most of them are
twenty
not
years, other than the usual,
no, where you think
order is
right.
Yes, yeah.
And
yeah.
The
exactly.
FBI,
yeah,
those are well constructed.
And my,
I think my favorite drama
shows
of the last
Chicago
20 years, other than the usual, Law and Order is, and the FBI, those are well constructed.
What they call
procedurals
and the Chicago shows,
although the Chicago shows
have lost their luster because
other than Chicago Med,
who is,
there isn't really a lot of
you know the same people that made it good at the beginning of Power
or
Gone.
And I thought it was interesting with
Patha Murchison
last night,
who is
in
the mainstay of Dick Wolf
Productions.
2.5 hours
she started out on Law and Order and now is on Chicago Med.
And Maul
was one of the presenters last night
Memorial
in
Day
the overall. They have show
2.5 hours of
presentations on the Hollywood, on the Washington Mall
when they have these Memorial Day weekends and the shows that PBS does.
Dooley.
And she was.
It was good drama,
but he's very
valuable. Anyway, they portrayed the story of a family that lost a veteran,
and I think
it was very dramatic, and it was very interesting.
Very recognizable.
The audience.
Anyway,
they went into the audience to actually meet the families who the story was about. At any rate, so what else is going on? What else has gone on? Traveling brings us through the airports. I love last week. I haven't had much of a chance to talk about this. My most recent trip to L.A., which was to honor you, Jay, and the Gracies, the delays, the stupidity of how American runs. I love their slogan. We do this for you. Bunk them. You don't do it for me or anybody else. You do it for a paycheck. But some wise, intelligent person, somebody they paid a lot of money to in a PR agency said, let's tell everybody we're here for them. No. And you showed that you weren't here for me because you screwed around with there was two screws and a latch on one safety kit box in the back of the plane that had come undone. And instead of reporting it like they should have the crew the night before, it wasn't until the plane was checked out. At least you know they're checking the plane when you know, before you go. And one of the flight attendants saw that this thing was unlatched, and she looked at it, and the screws had fallen out of it. So normally it would have taken you and me with a screwdriver probably 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. 2.5 hours later, we're still waiting for these guys in the so-called maintenance crew to screw around literally with this thing. And then once they get it fixed and we actually start moving, we stop in a parking lot basically on the edge of the tarmac because American, the operator.
That was going to be one of my questions.
The flight manifest. So they had to wait for operations, and we've sat there for another half hour.
Someplace you need to taxi, and when you land and taxi and get to a gate, and because they time everything out, I would have thought that you also have to wait because you can't take off until they know where you will be able to.
No, well, that's the other thing. When we landed, there was no gate because we were 2.5 hours late, and the gate we would have gone to had another plane in it, and they had to wait another 30 minutes to get a plane off of the gate. I love it when they say, we're going to land a half hour early. Right, and when you get there, there's no gate. Okay, anyway, enough of that. Although I thought it was, TSA has been talking a lot about how many people have gone through the turnstiles, and I saw something. I have an air travel site that I go to because I like to know kind of what's going on, where people are traveling to and what's going on with the planes that are flying, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I found a list of things the TSA will not let you carry onto a plane. Now, most everybody who's gone through this knows what the rule is. You know, I'm supposed to carry knives. Who's stupid enough to bring a knife onto a plane these days?
No guns.
But did you know that you are not allowed to carry peanut butter?
Yes.
You knew that? Really?
Yes,
I didn't know that you...
Because
peanut butter is a liquid.
It's considered a liquid, yeah. And
what?
Everything has to be below 3 ounces.
So what about jam and jelly? Can you not carry them either?
Are those considered liquids?
I don't know.
Peanut butter is considered
frosting.
Liquid.
You can't carry frosting with you on a plane. And freezer packs that aren't frozen. And alcohol only if it's over 140 proof. What do you mean? If that's 70% alcohol.
And it still has to be below 3 ounces. And it contains over 3 ounces.
Sports equipment, you can't carry bats and clubs. Well, I understand that.
Yeah, that
anything
makes
that
sense.
Can be used, but you can check it in the bag that you put. You know, if you check your luggage, right? You can do that. Ammunition, who's dumb enough? That come on, that's so stupid. All right, let's see what else. It's graduation time. Let's say hello and congratulations to Clovis Hung. These sort of things they put such a wonderful spin on the day. Here's a young kid who's 12 years old, who just graduated from Fullerton College in Fullerton, California. Youngest person to ever celebrate commencement at that school. 5 degrees.
5 degrees, right?
5 degrees.
12.
In arts, let's see, history, social sciences, social behavior, self-development. Wow, science, math. He's going to pursue another degree. He wanted to be the youngest graduate, he said. Hopes to follow in the footsteps of the previous record holder, who is Jack Rico. This youngster said, I didn't expect to beat him. Jack Rico was 13 when he graduated. This kid's 12.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It's something else, isn't it, to behold?
He began college at 9 years old.
Nine. Yes. Yeah. So he's very inquisitive, as you can imagine. Being inquisitive is good for your brain. Quite mature, obviously, for his age. Very diligent. Self-discipline is something that you need. Good motivation, that sort of thing. And when he went to the traditional public school system, they didn't satisfy him. And they are, you know, the school system isn't doing much for anybody these days, as far as I can see, except, like the teachers would say, like the American Airlines, we're here for you. Yeah, there are plenty of good teachers, but there are also people that are just there because it's easy. And not to be. It ought to be a tough job. And if you do it the way it's supposed to be done, I think it is a tough job, but it's a rewarding job. Anyway, back to this kid. His college career began with one class that he started taking, and then he just kept going. So I can't imagine this kid is one of those kids that just hangs around with all of his friends playing. He's got to be so serious, he's got to be at it all the time. Right, wouldn't you say, when you read the story,
very
story behind the story?
A lot of times we see parents pushing their children to do a lot of these things. And his mom even said that, no, she more often than not is encouraging him to relax, to take it easy, reminding him that it's okay. You are still a child. It's okay to go have fun and be a child.
All right. On the other end of the scale, here's a student that took 54 years to finish a bachelor's degree. Arthur Ross has set a new record. Longest time to complete a university degree. Graduating, he said, I have been to all of my children's graduations. 71 years old, by the way. My daughter says I really ought to go off and pursue a master's degree. Maybe that would be something good for him. He's probably retired, I'm going to guess. He enrolled in this school in 1969. Came out of retirement 6 years ago after leaving his career as a lawyer. When COVID started, he guessed, okay, it's a good time to get a degree. So he wanted to finish, and that's what he did. God love him, right? 54 years to get a degree.
But
doesn't
you need a bachelor's degree before you can get a law degree?
Yeah, you do. But you can do them at the same time, I think. There's nothing
stopping
you. Well,
no, because he was a lawyer.
Yeah.
He left his job of being a lawyer. That's why I would question it.
Well, this was a particular program that he was on. Yeah, that's a good point. Anyway, he is to be congratulated, I think.
Well, Texas, it's a good story of it's never too late to follow your dreams, to create new dreams, or to finish the dreams that you've once started.
Here's a young girl who was born in jail who's going to Harvard. She graduated at the top of her class, her high school class. And so now she was born in Galveston County Jail 18 years ago. Her mother was in jail, gave birth to her there. And so now she's going to Harvard. There's the turnabout, isn't it, huh? 18 after, actually, on Good Day.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket. Pushing a wet, heavy mop around. Then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
The Dell Technologies Summer Sale event is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest Intel Core processors, like Thin and Light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. It's the perfect season to power your passions during Dell's Summer Sale event. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
What's up? It's a Target trend alert. New swim has just arrived and it's sunny weather approved. If you're into bikinis or one pieces, high waists or cutouts, they're the perfect combo of trendy, flattering, and affordable. Mm-hmm, that's right. And there are so many cool styles with gorgeous details. These suits have macrame, crochet, wood beads, pretty shells, and more. Totally a luxe for less vibe. Yes, so dive in and shop this Target trend without the spend.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I memorize moments that I'm on this call. My cup runneth over with love.
Most interesting performers. I was a disc jockey when this song was popular, and I remember just loving to play this. Let's play a little bit more of it. This is Ed Ames. There were four brothers who were very popular in the 50s and 60s, kind of like the Four Lads or the Lettermen or a lot of the pop groups that were around. He was the youngest of them, the last surviving member of the Ames brothers. He had Alzheimer's disease, so he's passed away. His wife said he had a wonderful life. I think he was an actor of some note. There's a lot of television programs, but the one he was most famous for, by the way, he went to Oxford and got a degree there in literature, and he always talked and spoke like he was very well educated, but he played an Indian. He'd never get away with this these days. He played an Indian named Mingo on the series Daniel Boone. He and Fess Parker starred as frontiersmen. But the best part of that show was him being involved in a bit on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. He was famous on the TV show for throwing hatchets as an Indian. So Johnny Carson, they set up a picture of a human. Well, not a picture, but they've got
a little kind of drawing situation. Yeah,
yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah. And so Johnny says, I want to see you throw that axe. And so he throws the axe, the hatchet, and it became one of the show's most memorable. I remember seeing this, actually. I've seen it over and over and over again. This is the, everybody listening that's of a certain age knows this story, but here's the audio of Ed Ames on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
What is the trick on it? It's underhanded?
No.
Oh, the overhanded.
It's an overhand throw. The trick is to keep your arm extended, and that way you break the microphone. You know, you keep your arm extended and put only one revolution on the
once around
on the way. But that's indefinite.
All right.
Johnny Carson's face now is priceless because Ed Ames hit the Indian in the crotch with the
What's so funny is when you see this at Ames, and he, when he notices where it landed, he kind of takes a step back, and he's like, you could tell he's just aghast and so embarrassed, and he tries to walk over to take the axe out, the tomahawk out, and he stopped because it's like, no, let this moment breathe. It's an amazing moment. It's hilarious.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, the act of Ames Brothers. He was in musicals, had a great voice, as you heard there. He did it. There's another version of a song he did called Try to Remember that came from the Fantastics. That's his beautiful baritone voice. But again, probably, even though he was in lots of Broadway plays with Gene Wilder, Kirk Douglas, like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, he used to sing in Las Vegas. He was one of the best in The Man of La Mancha, but he's best known for that shot on The Tonight Show. perfect. Ed Ames passing away at the age of 95. 28 past the hour.
Among other things, I've been...
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. It's on to a vote in the House of Representatives Wednesday for the bill that dials down federal spending and raises the debt ceiling.
We still have a lot of work to do, but I believe this is an agreement in principle that's worthy of the American people.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on the agreement between him and President Biden. Will it pass the House? Far-left Democrats may not be happy, like Washington's Pramila Jayapal on CNN.
I'm not happy with some of the things I'm hearing about, but they are not cutting the deficit, and they are not cutting spending.
Traders around the deal appear to like the deal. Japan's Nikkei average up by about 1% today. With his re-election to another five-year term secure, Turkey's President Erdogan will enter his third decade in power. Voters in Spain will go to the polls later this year, now that Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is calling for an early general election. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
All right, we have 34 after the hour. That's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I here with a focus on, every time I think of this now, I think about LaMelle. We're focused on you. Well, we actually are, even though, yeah, we get a couple of bucks here and there out of it, but there is a focus. But I've made the exception talking about American Airlines and what a scam it is to say, the only reason we're here is we do it for you. Yeah, okay, good for you. There's some good news here. As I'm thinking about your dreams, my dreams, our dreams, you ever think about the fact that people, we were talking, if you didn't hear in the last half hour, you can go to gooddayshow.com, hopefully listen to the, we have the program in its entirety plays through the day at gooddayshow.com, and then we have our download, and the fact that we were talking about these youngsters who graduate from school. He was 12 years old.
And started college at 9.
Think about the dreams that youngster has, and then think about your dreams and what you thought was going to happen when you graduated from high school. done better than you thought you were going to. If you have, great. If you haven't, why? You can step out of your dreams and step into reality pretty easily. It's just, it's you. You are the person responsible for you and where you go. It's a big, wide, wonderful world that we have here to take advantage of, and I think that not enough people do, frankly. The reason I'm telling you that story now, or thinking that, because there is a father-son team that have emerged not only here locally where I am, although it's kind of a local story, but also the inspiration that the Hoyt family, Rick and Dick, father and son, have presented for people who are handicapped. And I'm not one who necessarily thinks that you go off, there are a lot of people who have done great things with their lives. But here's a father and son. All right, so we'll pause here and we'll figure out what's going on. I want to tell you the story about these folks right after this.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying when they really can't speak. She says her gums have been bleeding. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Yep, Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore is professionally designed to start healing gums from day one. Right. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Smile. Crest has you covered.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
It's Wayne Allyn-Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Is it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com.
All right, let's get over the technical difficulties and get back to the story of Rick and Dick Hoyt. This is a legendary Boston Marathon couple, in a sense. The situation remembered over this past weekend because the Boston Marathon folks had a race in the honor of these two fellas. The son, Dick, died a couple of years ago. He had, cerebral palsy. The father pushed him in 1,000 races. The father died in 2021. He was 80. And then Dick just died this past week. But before their lives were over, the father pushed the son in a wheelchair in every single Boston Marathon that he... I think there were like 39 of them when he was of age. And then they did other marathons around the country, the L.A. Marathon, New York Marathon. But they did 1,000 races together over the course of these years. 32 Boston Marathons. But I think they... It's an amazing reality when you think of what people can do. This is back to what I was saying a few minutes ago about exceeding what your dreams are all about. And that's really what the Hoyts did. So something to think about as well.
And the support of a parent. I mean, that is just such a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Dianne Feinstein says she's not going to leave her Senate seat even though the folks in California, this is something I should have talked to Jennifer about the other day, but I didn't, I forgot about it. There are people who want to replace her with someone that won't run, because the feeling is whoever gets in, into that seat is going to automatically win, because that's usually what happens when somebody fills a seat. They're appointed by the governor of the state, and because Governor Newsom wants somebody that nobody knows, who's not really political, but yet checks all the rest of the boxes in terms of female and black and yada, whatever. So there's a movement in California to get Oprah to be... She's the the most popular person that's being mentioned to fill Dianne Feinstein's seat is Oprah. And I, she hasn't said no. I don't know if she's, she hasn't said anything about it. But I thought it was very interesting that her name keeps coming up over and over and over again when it comes to that seat and what to do. Here's some good news. There's a new antibiotic on the market that will destroy one of the deadliest superbugs. And the reason that I bring it up, well, there are two or three different reasons for bringing it up, thinking about how this is another way to perhaps add a year or two or three or four to your life, but or to the statistics anyway. But the this antibiotic was discovered by a supercomputer using artificial intelligence. So here's a great use of it, great tool for combating this sort of antimicrobial problem. This is one of the big global public health items that the U.S. and Canadian scientists have been working on for a number of years. It's called the bacteria. Do I want to pronounce this? I can't pronounce it anyway, so what's the difference? But it's the most dangerous. It resists most all antibiotics, Jay.
Well, yeah,
difficult to eradicate.
And it's one that can survive on surfaces. So it's whenever you think of when you touch something, make sure you are washing your hands before you eat. So
like Listeria.
This particular superbug. Yeah, it can survive on door handles and cupboards. It can survive on beds for long periods of time and then cause pneumonia and sepsis and meningitis and be potentially fatal. It seems like there are so many more superbugs.
Yep, there are. The bugs will take care of. I thought it was interesting. I spent a little bit of time last night watching one of the episodes of Yellowstone. And in the Yellowstone, Kevin Costner's character, John Dutton, is talking to a lady that he just gotten out of jail who was, their stories are always so complicated. But anyway, one of the things they are talking about is what's happening to the planet. And his very, it kind of startled me, frankly. What he said was that that humans are going to get washed away from the surface. They'll be eliminated from the surface of the planet because of what we are doing. And I think that probably he's right at some point in time. We don't want to think about this because we'd like to think we will last forever, but we've only, of all the species on the planet that survived to a point, we're here the shortest. Mankind is 300,000 or some relative of human beings. Homo sapiens have been only on the planet for 300,000 years. And so are we going to last another 300,000? I don't know. I don't see how the human race can survive, frankly. And I'm not trying to nobody wants to survive more than me and to have a wonderful life and enjoy the lives of those that are related to me, but you keep up this kind of stupid stuff with the way we're handling problems, there's just too many people. I think, was it 2 weeks ago I talked about this guy who was a professor of some kind of life science, and he said that the only way the world is going to survive is if we get rid of 85% of the population. And I shouldn't say the world survive, because that's not what this is about. Humanity doesn't survive if we keep going down the road that we're going down. And now, with more people focused on artificial intelligence and what you could do. There are a lot of great potentials for AI, but there's also stuff that is really...
A serious downfall could, be in effect, too, because you think if AI starts taking over jobs, well, then there are less job opportunities, less people are getting money, and then the wage gap, it's more significant because there is no middle class. It's only the super, uber wealthy or poverty.
Yeah. All right. Well, this I was thinking about MRSA, that bug that's in hospitals and people go into the hospital and they have open wounds often.
Else, and then
right. Yep. Right. There are billions and billions and billions. You know, we talk about the stars and Carl Sagan. Well, we can apply that number to the number of bugs that are inhabiting the earth. And so it is, the idea of some chemical that can get rid of some of these bugs, that's great, but there are more bugs than there are people, and so is that the fate of the world? Is that the fate of our planet, that the bugs will take over? Well, maybe we'd be better off having bugs than the likes of this guy. You heard the story over the weekend of the passenger who opened the exit, the emergency door on the plane, because he wanted to get out fast. This was an Asiana Airlines flight. The people on the plane tried to stop him, but he was partially able to open the door. These people. What are you, nuts?
Well, and there's a movie that is something like this, and people are sucked out of the plane. Fortunately, in real life, planes are a little bit more sturdy, and it's super windy, and some people were injured, no life-sustaining injuries, but can you imagine being on this flight, and that door is open, and it is just,
Well, the plane was landing. That's the only reason that a lot of people didn't get. Yeah, it was like 10,000 feet or something. But how does he get close enough to it? That's the hardest thing to figure out.
How is he not sucked out?
Yeah, right, which probably would have been the best way for it to be handled. The Darwin Award could have gone to him.
Oh, my goodness, 100%.
Yeah. All right, so people are all excited, or some people are, about the tentative deal to raise the debt ceiling, something to be talked about more when there's some more light to shine on it. But that was interesting how so predictable the hard righties and the hard lefties. We can't have this. This is awful. This is an outrage. This can't work. Shut the hell up and sit down and do something. At least these guys are trying to work out something one way or another. But the fact that the hard left and the hard right doesn't agree probably means it's a fairly good deal when you read between the lines. So, and that's kind of what we're all about here on Good Day. It's 48 past the hour.
If you're looking to move out of your parents' place, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive, which is good because your little brother has gotten really territorial. You're blood related. You'd think it would be fine to share food in the fridge. I mean, who writes their name on every individually wrapped slice of cheese, Tyler? Still, you've got to admire the commitment. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and use the savings to help you move out and have all the cheese you want. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
All right. What I was about to say, I was thinking about the things that are in the Good Day download lately, and every once in a while I like to highlight some of the things that are in there, like the discussion we had of Tina Turner. That's part of a more recent Good Day download. Dr. Ken talking about your health and well-being, and especially focusing on your weight. So there's that. So I listen to the whole program or the download at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. That's a good idea. 10 before the hour now on Good Day.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, 53 after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Tommy the K. Tom Kreidler is here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, their podcast. He and Leslie Segretti doing all this great work to help you around your money pit, that hole in the ground into which you pour money. Also sleep there occasionally, have a little cookout, right? One of the things that I found most interesting as I was looking around, directions to fight those weeds. It's weed warfare, and this is not about all the people who are after those who do the smoking and all the eating stuff. What do they call those people that are that don't like marijuana?
I don't know.
There's a group. Anyway, now, this is not about that kind of weed warfare. This is about the way you get rid of those ugly things that are on your lawn, in your flower bed. But it isn't hopeful. I know it isn't because I know your philosophy of not using things like Roundup and things that are poisonous. So how do you get results?
One thing that people don't realize now that the grass is like really coming in quickly is that we start to get to this point where we're tired of cutting the grass. So what do?
Already?
We cut it shorter and shorter and shorter, right? I mean, people think, well, if I cut it, you know, shorter, that means I have more time before I have to cut it again. But when you cut the grass too short, you actually are inviting weeds because when the grass blades are taller, they create shade on the roots. They're stronger. They're healthier. But when you insist on cutting it very, very short, you get a whole bunch of weed problems that will crop up. No pun intended.
That's a good one. Well, right? Yeah, I guess one of the things on the farm, though, that we find when we mow, if you have a field that hasn't been hayed for a while and you want to bring it back, you mow it constantly and it gets rid of the weeds for whatever the reason. I get that maybe because it doesn't reseed itself.
But I don't know if growing hay is different than growing grass, but I know that if you cut your grass too low, you get a lot more weeds. You know, the other thing
also,
But isn't it also, it dries it out, too. It sucks the moisture
out
of it using a rotary mower, right?
That's right, because if you think about every blade of grass as creating shade. You know, we don't think of grass as creating shade, but, you know, when you're the soil, you create shade with grass as well as bushes and trees and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But if you let that soil really bake because the grass is so short, then you get all sorts of issues. You know, the other thing you could do is check the pH. If the pH is off, you're going to get more weeds, right?
Right.
So,
like in your body. Maybe we should use Balance 7 on our lawn.
And the other thing is, you know, it's important to know what you're fighting, know the enemy. You know, mm-hmm. like the National Garden Association has an online weed library that if you have weeds, you can actually go to this library, look at the picture, figure out what you've got, and it'll tell you exactly what to do to get rid of them, because too often we use a sort of a broad spectrum mm-hmm. herbicide, and that, you know, it's not good. You just want to use what you have to get rid of it's the same thing with pest control, right?
Yeah.
You know, you don't just sort of blast them all with one product. You want to find out what you got.
Get a machine gun and kill all of it.
Strategically target it and mm-hmm. get rid of it.
I had a woodchuck that went underneath. I have a little garden sort of a grow house.
Right.
And it's attached to the back of the barn. So we found my dog Daisy found this hole, and the hole overnight became bigger and bigger and bigger. This woodchuck had gone in and gone down to the bottom of the cellar,
right,
if you will, and then came back across and went to the garage and came up again.
Huh.
So, and this is right next to the garden, so I'm not having any of this. So I know people are going to take exception to this because they think I'm a bad guy. Woodchucks are the enemy of anybody who's got a garden.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, there's ways of getting rid of them. But if you really want to make sure you get rid of them, you plug up both ends of the hole.
Yes.
And then you fill it with water, and that's the end of that. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a natural
murderer. Yeah. Well, listen.
You've not heard of a have-a-heart trap, Doug, huh?
Have-a-heart traps don't work for large populations of them.
Yeah,
I have
right.
one field that I mow a year that has 146 woodchuck holes in it.
Oh, wait, that would be a lot of traps.
Yes, it would. Yeah. Right, exactly. All right, how about roof vents? I see that there's a focus on roof vents. I think these things are cool. Don't they help keep things cool in the house?
Well, they do. And actually, the thing is, Doug, that a lot of folks will get confused about how to ventilate an attic, and they think that the attic fans are the be-all and end-all. And the problem is that, especially as it gets warmer and you're starting to run air conditioning, attic fans suck that air conditioning out. But if you have roof vents, ridge and soffit vents, then you just vent the attic and nothing else.
Right. All right. Good advice from Tommy the K. The program is called The Money Pit, The Money Pit Podcast, The Money Pit, the program on the weekend, and also they have lots of different ways for you to learn about what you can do to keep your house up to shape. 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.